Shoftim Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud. So the five spies from Shevet Dan have gone all the way up north and found the perfect fairy tale land of Laish, waiting open, secure, without any defense against Shevet Dan, who are going to come and conquer them. To conquer the very strong Philistines, they are not willing or able to do. To conquer the completely vulnerable Laishites is something they would love to do. So they're going to leave the area that they were actually given in the Nachalah by Yehoshua and go to a completely foreign part of northern Eretz Yisrael to go and settle there. And as the spies give their report, they finish up, Kivo Achem. And when you arrive, when you come to Laish, Tavo'u El Am Boteach, you will see a very secure people. Bitachon is a good thing, unless you have bitachon in false security, as these people do. The Aretz Rachavas Yodayim, and the land is very large, very wide in hands. And Shevet Dan, remember, was a large Shevet, despite all stemming from the same one family. Kinasana Elokim biyedchem, because God has given it into your hands. Now, even though these spies are going to lead their Shevet down the garden path to Avodah Zarah, in this point, they are giving tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not like the Meraglim who went to Eretz Yisrael the first time, who had very little faith, or expressed very little faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and found fault in the Holy Land and tried to get people not to go. These spies are being very, very super positive and urging them to hurry. Makom Asher Ein Sham Machsor. Laish is a place where there is no lack of anything, there is nothing missing, nothing chaser. Kol davar asher ba'aretz, anything that is in the earth. Why are you guys being so quiet? The spies say, get up, jump up and down. We've been given a tremendous opportunity here to go to Laish and take over. And the people are easily going to be convinced by this. There's no border protection, there's nothing to worry about, we've got this. So immediately, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayisu Misham Mimishpachas Hadoni Mitzara Ume Ashta'ol. And so from the family of Dan in Tzara and Ashta'ol, traveled from there Shesh Meyos Ish, 600 men, meaning 600 armed men, Chagur Kalei Milchama, wearing the weaponry of war. So they are armed, they are ready to go, and they even brought their families with them behind. As we're going to see, and the Radak brings this down later on in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that we'll see the families are going to accompany them, but as a rear guard coming up behind. Yudbeis Vayalu Vayachnu B'Kiryas Yaarim B'Yehuda. And so they're making their way north, and they stopped in Kiryas Yaarim in the territory of Shevet Yehuda. They camped there, and the name of the place changed because of this momentous event where you've got the war party making its way through. Alkein karu lamakom ahu machane Dan ad hayom hazeh. And so the place came to be known as the encampment of Dan, machane Dan, until today, says the Navi, Shmuel HaNavi, who is composing the Sefer Shoftim. Hine acharei kiryas yaarim, and this is west of acharei, means west of Kiryas Yaarim. A person always faces east in Jewish directions. In American maps, north is always the direction that has the name on it. But Jews always face east. And so the east is in front of you. That's Kedem, before you. Achar, behind you, is the west when you're standing facing due east. And Smol is north, to the left, because you're facing east. And Yamin, or Taman, with the word Yamin in it, is south, which is why many Jewish directions have these names, many Jewish settlements have these names. So here they are, Vayavru Misham Har Ephraim. And so as they continued, they passed from there to Har Ephraim. Har Ephraim, our old stomping grounds, Vayavou Ad Beis Micha, where Micha is. And so they're there off the interstate on the exit to Beis Micha. And the five men remember very well that only shortly, a little time ago, they had been there. So, Vayanu, Pasuk Yudalev, Vayanu Chamesha Son Hashem Aholchim L'Ragelas Aoretz, Laish. And so the five men who had gone, or who were going, in the Holchim is present tense, to spy out the land of Laish, so they answered, or they spoke, And they said to their brothers, Vayomaru el acheihem, Hayadatem ki yesh babatim ha'ila ephod usurafim ufesa lumaseicha. Hey, do you know what they have in these houses right over here? We're only a couple of miles away from Shiloh. We could have gone to the Mishkan to pay our respects to God. But, you know, I think you'll like this better, this tourist attraction. You know what they have in one of these houses over here? And by Batim Ho'ela, it might mean the housing complex of Micha that they had, you know, little bungalow colony. They have an ephod, a holy apron, utrafim, and service statues. And they have upesel, carved idols, umasecha, and a forged idol, a molded idol. V'atadu umata'asu. Now, you should know what you should do. What they're trying to say is that the Pesel Micha has real power, because look, we were so successful. We found the perfect spot when the priest told us we would. Of course, the priest had given them a vague answer that they interpreted to be a good answer. But the thing is, you can believe in Pesel Micha. You know what we do? If we're going to go on this mission, we should have that Pesel Micha with us, because it will guarantee our success, and it will be perfect for decor in our new home up in Laish. So these men who a couple of minutes ago showed tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem was giving them land to inherit from Canaanim, that Hashem was on their side, now they are stopping off. It is like Pesel Micha is magnetic. People just can't resist it. It's got this little hypnotic effect on them. And they say, we should take the Pesel with us if we want to ensure our success in the eyes of God. The compartmentalization that people could do with Avodah Zarah is almost astonishing to us in today's day and age. But again, it's a lot more than we think, it's a lot deeper than we think, and we have our own problems of things that distract us and that we have difficulty putting aside, even when we know we should. And the men of Dan are going to take advantage of this situation.